Tsar by Mike Walker. Ivan the Terrible. Absolute power.
Of Exodus, we are told of a great journey out of slavery and into freedom. In the darkness of my exile, I sought a different and greater truth, one that would save another chosen people and lead them into their salvation.
I believe he wanted to be a good man and serve God. I believe he wanted to make Russia greater than it had ever been before. I believe he wanted to be a wise and fair ruler, beloved by his people. And I believe that in this world we don't always get what we want, but assuredly, we receive what we deserve.
You wish to see the holy monk, Your Honor?
That is why I'm here.
He's been fasting, contemplating the sins of this world.
Oh, truly, the sins are many. He will, perhaps, have to spend much time in holy contemplation.
No doubt about it, sir. There's a load of sin in this world, to be sure. Throw air, if you don't mind. Watch your head. Ceiling's low. Keeps us humble.
Humility, they say, is a virtue.
Aye, and virtue is mostly lack of opportunity.
You're a strange monk, brother.
'Tis a strange old world, sir, when what's up is down and what's down is anyway which and all a tumble. Here we are. He won't mind you disturbing him, though you might have to wait a bit.
Thank you, brother.
Sit. On the cot, if you wish. What can a simple monk do for you, sir?
Pray for me. I am a sinful man.
As are we all. But through Christ's blood, we may be redeemed.
But Holy Father, when will that be?
At the end of days, my son, when he shall come again and will sort the wheat from the tares.
I was thinking of something a little sooner, if the truth be told.
What is truth?
I wondered if perhaps you might know, Holy Father, having spent time in the contemplation of the glory of God.
Pilate said to him, "What is the truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Judeans, and he said to them, "I find not even one fault in him."
But the Judeans did not see the truth when it was in front of their eyes. They turned away from and rejected it.
It is so.
And what if they have learned the error of their ways, Holy Father?
Oh, I am a man like any other. How can I answer that question?
Because you are not a man like any other. You are Ivan Vasilievich, Grand Prince of Moscow and Tsar of all Russia. We want you to come back.
Then you should never have sent me away, brother.
We need you, Majesty.
For my wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
We cannot function without you. Frankly, Majesty, our souls will have to take care of ourselves. But if you do not return to us, our bodies, our nation, Russia itself is going to be in one hell of a mess. Everything you have built is at risk, Ivan Vasilievich.
Time for you to go, Your Honor. The father needs to meditate upon the holy text.
Some kind of answer, please, Majesty. I beg, we beg, the boyars and merchants, the council of the land, the peasants beg you to come back to us.
Aye, I know. Even the dogs in the streets are begging. Perhaps you didn't hear me. Time to go.
You might as well kill me now, brother Maliutura, send me back empty-handed.
That can be arranged.
Is it so?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?